Basically, the same line of work, but this time with Jabotikava, characterization and evaluation of five Jabotikava clones. Again, this work is in conjunction with several other peoples, and mainly everything collected at the research station in Miami. Jabotikava, or Mercieria coliflora, is it belongs in the genus Mercieria, in the family Myrtaceae, and the origin is Brazil, especially the south and southeast areas of Minas Gerais. There are nine species, however, due to overpopulation, land destruction, and all that stuff, nowadays there are basically only three species that are mainly seen. Most of the other ones have basically disappeared. Those three are Mercieria coliflora, which I will be talking about it, Trunciflora, and Jabotikava. The tree grows to about 15 feet, and again, in the wild or natural habitat, it could grow larger than that. The leaves are dark green, and they could be anywhere between 1 and 2 inches. The fruit grows as a single fruit or in clusters, and basically have a grape appearance and a texture with a thin skin, and it is whitish. The fruit itself is basically totally round, and it ranges between anywhere between 3.25 to 1.5 inches or 2 or 3 centimeters. The flesh of the fruit is gelatinous or whitish, and it the fruit also sometimes have anywhere between 1 to 4 seeds. Again, there are several changes in the color of the fruit, going from green, which it is when it starts to grow, later on change to kind of a red, and then to a black, dark color, as you could see here in the slide. Materials and methods. Again, the material was obtained from the, we have a small Jabotikava collection at the Subtropical Horticulture Research Station in Miami. We use 50 fruits from each clone to conduct the analysis. Basically, for those of you that were already here, basically the same things or analysis, materials and methods were used. We used a colorimeter, CR400, to measure the color of the fruit. This fruit here, you only basically have one side to take the measurements. You cannot do like if you do with a mango or a canistel, that you can take readings on top, center, and bottom. But the Jabotikava is so small that only one side basically does it. Again, and here you can see the different colors of the fruit. As I said before, you have the green, you have the reddish, and you have the black, and that's when it reaches maturity. The fruit weight, skin, and the seed weight was also, as I said before, done using a digital a scale. The fruit and seed length and width was also done using a digital caliper, and again, the seeds per fruit were counted. Chemical analysis, soluble solids or bricks, treat-a-table acidity, and pH using a digital refractometer and the Mettler-Toledo G20 compact titrator. As far as results, the fruit weight, the largest fruit was shown by MC0514 with 5.22 grams, whereas the smallest one was with MC615. The skin weight was 0.60 for MC0506, and the lowest skin content was with MC0615. Fruit length and fruit width, they are basically similar because they are so round that you can hardly sometimes tell what is the length or the width. But However, by looking at this, the length for MC514 was the highest, whereas 614 showed to have the shortest length. And fruit width, like I said, was almost similar to the length. It was for 614, 20.26, and 16.61 for MC615. As far as the skin and pulp ratio, MC614 shows the greatest level of skin-pulp ratio with 94%, whereas MC615 had the lowest skin-to-pulp ratio. As far as seed number and measurements for the seed, the seed number was the highest on MC512 and lowest on 5-6. The weight was highest on 514 and lowest on 615. And the seed width was the highest on MC514 and the lowest on 512. And again, here you can see a picture of how the seeds look, and this is a very hard plant to propagate from seeds. It is true to type, so basically if you plant the seeds, you obtain that clone. As far as other chemical analysis, the bricks, the pH, and the treated table acidity were measured. MC15 and 14 had similar bricks, and MC512 had the lowest bricks level. And again, these are the average of 50 or 30 fruits that was taken. As far as the pH, MC56 had the highest pH, whereas MC514 had the lowest. Treated table acidity, MC514 had the highest percentage, whereas M56 had the lowest. As far as the color goes, you see that in compared to the canistel color or any other colors, you can see that now from the canistel we had readings of 50s, 60s, and 70s. For the skin color, because it is something that is yellow and bright. The Jabotikawa skin is dark, so you see that the L dropped down to 30s and 20s. So basically here, the MC514 had the highest, whereas 512 was the lowest. And as far as the A, which measured the red and the green, was the highest was on MC615 and the lowest on MC514. And again, you see that these numbers are also very low because you hardly have any red color. If it was red in color or increased at mid stage when it turned red, those numbers will be a lot higher. And for the B, yes, it is possible to have negative numbers because B measured the blue and yellow color of the fruits. And since the fruit is almost, like I said, black or bluish, so you get negative numbers. And again, MC614 had the highest or darkest color, where 514 had the lowest B value. Some things about Jabotikawa. It is a fruit that is gaining popularity in the last couple of years. We have had many requests, especially people working on wine, because you can make a real good wine of it. And again, it is just basically, as of now, a backyard fruit crop, especially in Florida, the Caribbean, and I was reading that also in Hawaii, Vietnam, and some other tropical countries is gaining popularity because of the anthocyanin content and flavonoids. So, but again, the reason behind that is because, you know, a lack of selection of material, dissemination of those superior cultivars, and a lot of times people don't know about it. We have gone to a couple of fruit festivals, and we have taken them there, and everybody loves it. And sometimes we joke about it, that we say that if we had the money, the fruits there and the trees, and we could sell it, we have left millionaires, because everybody wanted to take fruits home or the trees. But as everybody knows, USDA cannot sell anything, so we're out of it. And again, even though, you know, it's not well known, because if attractive color, high anthocyanins and flavonoids contents, and a moist flesh texture, and as a possible or as an ornamental, is gaining popularity, and hopefully with you know, dissemination of the information in different conferences or papers, hopefully it gained more popularity and become a commercial. If not, large scale is not possible, but especially now in Florida, where we are dealing with a lot of different things of citrus canker, yellow of the citrus, so that could be something else that someone could look into it. If there are no questions, thank you very much. And I would like to acknowledge my professor, that she was my advisor during my PhD, Dr. Carla Bill. She's sitting all the way on the back on red, and I do really appreciate what she did for me. Thanks.
We have time for questions for Dr. Ayala here. Yes, there is one.
I'm interested in this Manola color meter. Does it give you Royal Horse Society color card equivalent?
Not exactly, but you can sort of match it to the one that you think it is the closest. You can use that as what they refer as target, because when we measured these fruits, we use something that is referred as the target, and then you have the samples measurement. So if you see a card from the Hort color card that looks sort of similar to the fruit, you could take that, measure it with the, use it as a target with the colorimeter, and then compare it. Yes, Brian.
I had a question about the colorimeter also. I mean, the Minolta camera. Can it be used in a field setting?
Yes, it's portable, and you can put in up to 1,000 readings. And you can take it back to the lab and download it in the computer. And I think the latest one you could also, now I think it's wireless or something like that. Yes, sir.
What's the time between planting and beginning of fruiting for Sabotecala? And have you done any grafting, or are there any grafting studies or vegetative propagation to increase the time? I understand it's long.
Yes, that is the most recommended method, grafting or air layer, because from seed, the seeds are very hard to germinate sometimes, and they are also, it's like any other trees that sometimes it could take 8 or 10 years for them to fruit. And also something that I forget, and is probably the most important thing about this work, is that this work, all this data that we have collected on Canistel, Jaboticaba, and other fruits such as mango and that stuff, hopefully they will be available on the Genetic Resources Information Network, which it is a part of the USDA ARS database system.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.